purpose of meaning of the life. What's one life? That is to free everyone from all the problems and causes and to lead ultimate happiness. Not just the temporary happiness, but to lead the ultimate happiness, the everlasting happiness. even among that, then to lead the highest, peerless happiness, the best, the highest that which exists, that can be experienced. The state of mind, so this perfected or perfected peace or complete peace of mind, mind, state of mind, that which is completely purified from all the mistakes of the mind, the obscurations, these obstacles, and the state of mind that which is completed in all the qualities, in all the qualities, in all the realizations. So, so however, to obtain extensive to obtain benefit for all sentient beings, so that is the meaning of the one's own life. Well, then even the benefit the extensive benefit ultimate. Yeah, so the way to do this, in order to be able to do this, then one needs to develop one's mind, the pure quality or the good quality of the mind, one has to generate, one has to develop the wisdom, that which is the wisdom, wisdom knowing the ultimate nature, the reality, ultimate nature of the I, mind, so forth. ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of the aggregates. or then the phenomena. Then also conventional also wisdom knowing the conventional nature. what is right and what is wrong? what is cause of happiness and what is cause of problems? knowing these knowing these conventional natures. So these need to develop these wisdoms and method the good heart compassion support, all those parts, the one need to develop the purpose of as I mentioned yesterday more details. The purpose of to be alive, the survival, the purpose of surviving, you see, purpose. the purpose to have the life. In other words, to continue to life, life. The to continue, to continue. The, I see. The association of this body and mind, the association of, you see, relating to us, association of this body and mind is the life. The body and mind, they see, being together, is associated. So that is the life. So when that, when the body and the mind, conscience, you see, separates, or the conscience leaves the body, that is the, that is the definition of that is the definition of what's called death, what is labeled death. you see what we label, what we make up, what we make up, what our mind make up death, our concept make up death. You see. what our mind is our concept, you know, make up that. You see, that we see. depending on what. Depending on what, you see, we label, depending on what, we label death. depending on what, we label death. That is the, just simply, when the conscience leaves the body. when the conscience leaves the body, has left the body, then that, you see, we, our mind make up the label and death. You see, so you see, that's all. What it, that's all. What it is. there is no death from its own sight. there is no real death. And there is no real death from its own sight. if something came from our mind, came from our mind, we created. You see. We created that way. Our mind created that in that way, with concept. so that there is no real death from its own side as we believe, or as it appears to our hallucinated mind. You know, you see. Not the dead, that which is merely labeled by the mind. Not that dead. not that dead which exists, but you see, what appears to us is something else. A false death, which appears to us is something else. Death which appears to us is something else. Hallucination, a real death, you see, from its own side. real death, in sense, existing, is inherently existent death. you see, that is not made up by the mind. that didn't come from the mind. Something, you see, independent, concrete, death. you see, so the you see, death, which is made up by the concept, you see, which we met at the label, appeared to us in the wrong way, in the false way. Something concrete from our side, something frightening, concrete. Then we believe in that. then our hallucinatory mind, wrong concept, you see. So then our mind believes in that, that is true. Then that's how we make the concept a wrong concept, because that's how we make our mind a wrong concept. you see, hallucinated mind, because object what this mind believes doesn't exist. doesn't exist. It's not like that in the reality. So when we analyze what it is, what is the death? When we really analyze scientifically, is it logically? It is not like that. It's not like that. It is not like that. you see how it appears and how we believe, how you see the way we apprehend. It's not that. It's not all this false view. Not like that. You cannot find that way. You cannot discover the dead in that way. And by analyzing, when we do not analyze with wisdom, when we just leave the mind as it is in the hallucination, it you see things. Say, when we leave the mind, when we do not analyze, you know, when we are not aware of the reality, or when we do not when we do not practice awareness by analyzing, when we haven't realized this way, the reality of things such as the death like this, then then the appearance of what happens is the hallucination. And then also they believe, our belief, the way we believe things is also in the wrong way. So, so this, such this false appearance and the false conception, which believes in that, so this, this is the one that which also makes, this is the one that which also makes us frightened. you see, what makes, you see, what produces fear is also by this. you see, the hallucinated appearance and the concept. So, however, so anyway, so the point is that the point that I'm trying to make is that so association of the body and the mind is the lie. When the body and mind is together, there's a lie. When the body and mind is not, when the mind has left the body, then the life is stopped. such as false appearance and the false conception, which believes in that. So this, this is the one that which also makes. This is the one that which also makes us frightened. you see what makes. you see what produces fear is also by this. you see the. the hallucinated appearance and the concept. So, however, so anyway, so the point is that the point that I'm trying to make is that so association of the body and the mind is the lie. When the body and mind is together, there's a lie. When the body and mind is not. when the mind has left the body, then the life is stopped. So, therefore, now the main purpose, the meaning of continuing this life, keeping this continuation, the association of the mind, that which is called life. What then, the purpose of continuing this life, is a purpose to be, the purpose of survival, or is it, or then that is to benefit other sentient beings, to benefit in order to benefit for other sentient beings, in order to generate altruism, in order to generate altruism, the ego. The ego, this cherishing oneself, you see, only cherishing oneself, this ego is the creator of all the problems, from where all the disease is, you see, and relationship problem, all the things, all the failures, you know, all the failures, you see, where from where it came. And so, you see, all the happiness, all the happiness, what we experience, the past, present, and the world, all the good things, what we have, what we experience, all the things, all the success, everything, we receive by the kindness of other living beings. By depending on others' kindness, by depending on other living beings' existence, then we receive all this happiness. So the main purpose is that. to cherish, you see, other sentient beings, instead of the cherishing oneself with the ego, instead of that, then replace, you see, cherishing other sentient beings. Instead of giving up other sentient beings, giving up, instead of giving up others, others who are numberless, instead of giving up others who are numberless, you see, infinite numberless, you know, instead of giving up others who are numberless, you see, who are source of all one's own past, present, future, all the enjoyment, all the happiness. So, in the place of giving up all the others who are so kind and so precious, you see, more than you see, precious jewel. the precious jewel. That which grants, you see, wishes. or that is a material enjoyment, sense object, you see, enjoyment. So instead of renouncing all these others, numberless beings, so kind and so precious, source of also one's own three time happiness, then keeping the ego, say cherishing oneself, that which is the say source of all the problems. So changing this attitude. Changing, replacing the object, changing this attitude. So cherishing the others, you know, others who are source of all of us on three time happiness, you know, so kind, so precious. Then renouncing the ego, that is ego, the self that from where all the, you see, the problem, the undesirable things comes. So, as a changing this, changing this attitude, the oneself, changing oneself in others, for others, exchanging oneself for others. So this, this one is the very root, the fundamental, psychology, fundamental psychology, you see, which has depth, which eliminates out the very root of the problem, the very root of our whole life problem, which eliminates. And so, by transforming the mind, by transforming the mind in this attitude, in this attitude, in the cherishing other sentient beings, the kind, precious sentient beings. this way, then all the obstacles, obstacles are stopped. you see, as there's no ego, so obstacles are stopped. obstacles are stopped. obstacles or undesirable things. the relationship problems, so forth. the health, anything, any problem, you see, become, you see, any undesirable there is, it become, it is transformed. with this new mind, with this new thought, then with this good heart, with this ultimate good heart, then all these things are transformed into our happiness. become the path, transformed into path, you see, to achieve the highest happiness, full enlightenment, in order to bring everyone to this peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Or, you see, with this attitude, then all these things are transformed in happiness. you see, it appeared, everything, all these things appeared, you see, supporting rather interfering, rather disturbing, it is helping. So like this, you know, transforming happiness. so how you about? during the call. So therefore, then to develop this, to practice this ultimate good heart for all sentient beings, then to do service for all sentient beings, the one needs long life and healthy. so therefore, I'm going to do the healing course. so this is the Ah, sì. The attitude that which must cause the meditation, the giving teaching, explaining everything, most beneficial for every living being. So, just few words on this. Transforming the problems in happiness, sporting, making beneficial, you see, which means making beneficial for all sentient beings. For oneself and beneficial for all sentient beings. So this has two. This has two ways. thought transformation. You see the conventional truth. the thought transformation of the thought transformation of the. You see absolute truth. true things. The thought transformation, like this, the thought transformation has two. You see, first of all, when there is a problem, to transform that, you know, in happiness, in the path, then when there's problems like this. So when there's happiness, even when there's a happiness in the life, then to make it. You see, even when there's happiness, the happiness to not, in order to, you see, not to become cause of problems, and the happiness also to become, you see, meaningful, you see, to become a part, to be beneficial for every living being. You see, so there's two things, it's thought transformation, one with the problem, one with even with happiness. So now, then, now this has, then two things, you see, the thought, brain thought transformation, the depend on the conventional truth, and then you see, doing thought transformation depend on the ultimate truth. So doing thought transformation depending on the conventional truth or the truth of the all of skillful mind. so this one, and then. you see, if one establishes them, you see, mind has a looking at the life, looking at the, you see, the, you know, undesirable conditions, however, looking at the life, you see, as a problem, looking at the life as a problem, looking at the life problem, and then you see, then You see, establishing the mind dislike on that. First of all, looking at it as a problem, looking at it as a problem, looking at the life as a problem, the situation, and then establishing the thought dislike on that. So, so as much as as much as the mind, as much as you see, as much as one become habituated with that, one become habituated of that, and as you see, as much as this developed, as much this get developed, so as much as one get habituated with that, then this becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. you see, then, you see, even minor things, even nonsense, even such as, even small matters, small, you see, something very insignificant, that, if they say, if there's one, if there's one, if one, if one find lies, or if one find lies, or you know, or you see, say mosquito or lice, something, you see, or mouse going down or something. Anyway, in the room, you know, I see something, you see. Even one tiny insect, once in the room, that can't stand. It becomes a huge problem. You know, it becomes a huge, unbelievable problem to that person. Can't stand. You see, even by that, it makes to move. you see, other place. So, however, such as and then even you see even the food even the food didn't happen even the way the bread is bread is fixed or you see even it become a little bit cold or even the way it's done is a little bit not exactly how one like to have shape or color or whatever. You see, then, and then you see, it becomes a huge problem. You know, so look at it. So look at it. Look at it. A big problem. You see, suffering. You know, big problem. Then you see, establish great thought of this life. Great, you see, thought of this life. So then, I see. Then, you see. So such a small matter, but huge anger rises. Or how you mess the life? such a small, tiny thing. you see, makes the life. You see, so crazy. however, however, you see, so then many things like this. so, even small thing becomes a huge problem, and. one got, you see, habituated with that. and then, what, then, most of the, then we see, in the life, whatever you see, whatever, you know, one see, what one hear, you know, most, you see, the appearances, whatever you one see, whatever one hear, feel, you see, become unpleasant. it mostly become disturbing. so whatever, so most most of the appearance become, you see, the you know the undesirable you know problem, and you see, then become, you see, it makes to create and you know the negative action. cause of unhappiness and the unhappy mind 아, 이제, 아, 이제 negative thought, it makes right negative thought. then this way, this way, the appearances become enemy. You see, once on appearance, you see, and become enemy. So like this, then very difficult to find happiness in the life. So difficult to find, see, comfort in the life, you know. So however, then so then we have to establish. So the way to seek happiness is the way to transform the problems in happiness, or the way to obtain happiness is while one has problem, the way to obtain happiness or to transform in happiness is then has to be done by with these two thought. stopping the thought, you see, looking at its problem and establishing dislike, you see, then establishing the thought, you see, looking at its pleasure, you know, happiness, and then establishing the thought like, you know, you see, with this true thought, then you see, we have to obtain happiness or transform the problem in happiness. So I stop. Whatever positive action that we did, that we dedicated merit. May the altruism, the source of all the happiness. for oneself, for all living beings, happiness of oneself, all living beings, to be generated with one's mind, in the mind of all living beings, and may it be developed. Mm.